What's our election day weather going to be like?
Scattered showers and 57.
I see where you're going with this. 7:42 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. It's broadcasting live from the Yes for Lorraine Library Studios, paid for by Citizens Committee for the Lorraine Local Library, which is the topic of our discussion this morning. We have with us Tiffany McClellan, who is the chairman of the Levy Committee. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. And we have with us from the Demoncus branch of Sheffield Lake, Ann Godek. Hi, Ann. How are you?
All right. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming on and getting people, you know, reminding them that they need to get out and vote and talk. I guess if we want to start, Tiffany, tell us about the two issues affecting the library that are on the ballot tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two issues that we're talking about today, one in Lorraine, which is issue 22, and we hope that you go out and vote yes on issue 22 in Lorraine, which is a renewal levy for the library. And then we also have issue 6 in Sheffield Lake for the Demoncus Library, and both of these issues are renewal levies, which means that's not a new tax. So it's no new dollars that we're asking from taxpayers. We're just asking for the renewal so that we can continue operations at both of these branches.
And talk a little bit about how important funds like this are for the existence and the use of the library.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, Tiffany, I'll take one. But it's both, as Tiffany said, they're both renewals. So it's 83% of Demoncus's operating levy, and then for number 22, Lorraine's levy accounts for 95% of the operating costs for the Lorraine and South Lorraine libraries. So it is definitely a large chunk of our budget. We definitely appreciate the tax money each time that it's voted for.
Ann, can you talk a little bit about how things are getting done or happening at your branch during this COVID-19 time?
Sure. So we've been, obviously we're back to full hours of operation, so anybody is welcome to come in the library. We have our normal hours Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Friday, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We also are providing curbside service if people prefer not to come into the building itself, because we do require masks when coming in. Currently, we are offering the service of making vaccine appointments for people. So far, across all of our system, we've scheduled over 3,000 appointments for people to get vaccines. So they're welcome to call into our libraries, and we'll get people scheduled for those appointments. We also will be offering free COVID test kits, so you can stop in if you suspect you have COVID, or if you need a negative test to be able to travel safely, you can come in for curbside service and pick up one of those tests.
You know, that's a rather amazing thing to think about. 16 months ago, who would have ever thought you'd be scheduling patients for COVID-19 vaccines or test kits at a library?
I know. It's pretty amazing being able to offer this service. We're really lucky that public libraries and our LPLS system in general have been really great about adapting to the needs of the community.
And I guess, Tiffany, that kind of goes to the fact about renewals, is that sort of there's always need for funds, and you never know what the use of the library will be, and that's why it's important to have the money to do those sort of things.
Absolutely. That's why we ask everybody to go out and vote yes on these issues, so that we have the funds that we're able to provide these services and any services in the future that we don't even know about. The library is constantly adapting, and it's just great to be able to have a system that's so fantastic here in Lorain County. So we hope everyone will go out and vote yes on these.
So you have in Chef the yes 6 and 22. Those are the two numbers for the issues that you have on the ballot then?
Yes. Issue 22 in Lorraine and issue 6 in Sheffield Lake. So we hope you vote yes on both of those.
And it's just, that's for the expenses of keeping the lights on, keeping everything staffed. I mean, that's kind of what the use of the money's for, correct?
Right, exactly. So the majority of these funds are for day-to-day operations. So really, when you think about making sure that we have staff appropriate levels, hours of operation, programs, services, All of those things that you need day to day, that's what these funds go for. And just remember that when you vote yes in Lorain on issue 22, all of your dollars stay in Lorain. And when you vote yes on issue 6 in Sheffield Lake, all of those dollars stay in Sheffield Lake. The money does not get mixed between different branches. So truly, all of the dollars that you're spending are staying in your community for services and programming for yourself.
Anne, have you thought at all? I'm just looking ahead to the summer reading. Is that even on your mind yet? Do you have any kind of plans, or how is it going to look for this particular summer?
Oh, we're absolutely ready, getting ready for summer reading. So we are running our annual game, our summer reading game. We have those game boards ready. That game runs. It'll begin June 7 and runs through August 7. This year's theme is Tales, T-A-I-L-S, and Tales, T-A-L-E-S. So we're looking forward to having a great game. We have our game boards made up. They're for all ages. And we have some wonderful grand prizes that we're able to have. That includes things like a Nintendo Switch, an Instapot, Cleveland Zoo membership, and some giant, each branch will have a giant stuffed unicorn and a stuffed dragon to appeal to the kids.
That's fascinating. I love that. It's one of those things that you, and of course, you getting to see those kids eventually again, and the way the interactions that maybe has been kind of tempered a little bit through this past year, hopefully will be changing for us as it moves forward. But obviously, as we've talked this morning, there's funds that are needed. That's why you have issue 6 and issue 22 that will be on the ballot tomorrow that you're encouraged to vote yes from the Citizens Committee for the Lorain Local Library. Our guest this morning, the levy chair, Tiffany McClelland, and also the branch manager over at Demoncus, Anne Godek. We appreciate it, ladies. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.